this book is, you know, it gets me. I can't explain to you. The book is just, it's something powerful. It's the book spectacular. Like, you know, when I first come in, I was not really enlightened with the faith as how I am now. I was kind of, I would say lost. Like, I was someone who would pray, but would not pray 100% and give my soul to what I'm praying to. Like, and this book that Father Rogers gave me with has just lifted my inner spirit. Like, you know, it's just made me realize that it's good to be humble. Like, I treat prisoners with respect. I treat governors, any other human being, with the same dignity that, like, I would like to be treated with. And this book, like, I would advise anyone who's, like, you know, I was broken, like, in my soul. I used to feel really depressed. I wasn't coming out for socials. I would only come out to shower, and I used to bang up. Like, I went into a mode where I was really depressed. Like, I wasn't the way I am now. Like, I wouldn't even be strong enough to even speak and do this interview. And since Father Rogers, you know, he was like my shoulder to lean on. He used to speak to me, you know, just comfort me all the time, come to my visits when I used to see my mother. I used to cry down and break down to him. And Father Rogers just one day just come to my soul. He didn't explain to me that he was giving me something. He just came and gave me this book, and he told me, always stick to it. Try not to miss no days of the booklet. And from I think I've had it for about nearly 3 months now, and I've just been deep, like, deep within that book. Like, most verses, some of the verses I like. My best one is Monday, the evening prayer. Blessed are the pure in the heart, and they shall see God. So anyone that can be blessed and that can be pure from inside will see the Almighty Father if they keep following through. So it's just really a book to, you know, just people who are lost to just be pulled towards faith a bit more. So anytime when they feel angry, depressed, sad, or problems at home are occurring, I just turn to the booklet. I don't speak to no one physically. I just turn to the book, and then I speak to the Father above that. So, you know, anyone that's struggling in any prison, you know, they be doing a long sentence, or, you know, just getting through stuff when they don't know when they're getting home, if they're deep in faith, I would advise them to take this book and just honestly, like, put your heart and your soul into it. I gave my life to Christ, like, I confessed and I gave my life to him. It says, Psalm 14, blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. So this book really is a redemption book. You know, it's like, you could have gone down the wrong road, you know, could have had family problems. Like, I just had a lot of background problems. I didn't really, was a bad guy, I character myself. I just had a lot, like, went through depression, a lot of depression. And this book has just brought someone inside me that I never actually thought would be inside me. Like, so, you know, I just thank everyone who's taking their time to just create the paper, to create the words that's in the paper, and just spread their love for other people that are struggling. Because I pray for a lot of people outside, you know, like, people that suffer in other countries, you know, suffer from, like, diseases. I ask for them people to be cured. The people that get misled by wrong people, I ask for them people to be seated upon Christ. So somewhere down the line, God will call upon them. My soulmate as well, having problems at home, and he was not deep in faith. The other day he come to me and said, how do you pray? What is praying? And, you know, I just spread my love. I like to bring people into the faith, you know, like, do as much as I can as a good Christian, you know. So I thank everyone for creating this booklet, because this booklet is something special. I even got extra booklet for when I go outside. That's the one I'm going to read outside. And I've got one that I read now in jail. If I was to pray now, I would say, oh my God, I thank you for all the good things which I've ever received from you, especially this day, for life, health, love, protection, guidance, wisdom. I pray for all the people in the prison. May all the people in the prison have a peaceful day and remain at ease. I pray for the people that's outside, that are struggling with food, the homeless and they ain't been sheltered, the starving that haven't been fed, and the people now that's in this cold weather, while I'm sitting in this cell. I would like to pray for them people. Like, I pray for the people outside that just need this love and this comfort that they can't find. You know, I was outside, I was free. I I couldn't find this love and comfort. I had to be locked down in a corner, in the dark, to finally find it. So this is a love that I vowed to be full with my Bible studies and just being deep in faith. I vowed I would never in my life, never will I leave this faith, or never would I even forget about him and forget what he done. Because when I'm in a cell, there is no one with you. Like, you know, I've been in a single cell for most of my time. I've just recently come into a double cell. So I've been by myself throughout my time. The only man that I can really rely on, you know, it's God. Like, he's my only comfort I have, like, in this place. You know, nothing. I see my mother, she's my comfort on my visit. But when I leave, God is my only comfort, you know. And I thank you, because the govs have seen me as a, you know, I come on a wing. They've given me a lot of advantages. Like, I do a lot of laundry, do unit cleaning, servery. I'm out most of the time of my day. Like, you know, a lot of prisoners, they don't see the good of it. But I know that I've been blessed to have these things. Like, I've never had a bad recommendation from no gov. I've not had no problems. I don't argue with no one. I've been humble.